Welcome to TIEC. Press 0 for Katie Osorio. Press 1 for Ed Durante. Press 2 for Hank Gosnell. Please wait while your call is being transferred.
Hello.
Hey, Ed. How's it going today?
Pretty good. Who's this?
Ed, this is Thomas. I'm calling with Orbit Design Agency regarding your inquiry on Bark.com.
Okay.
So, sir, is it a good time to talk to you about it?
Okay.
All right.
What would you need?
Well, that's my question at, like, what exactly you would require on the website. I'm currently looking at your website, too, and the website that I
it's
see.
It's pretty
dated. Yep, and it's made on WordPress. All right, gotcha. Could you please tell me something about it, like what exactly the services you would require?
What we're looking for, right now we do these online training courses, okay, for the oil and gas industry. That's our industry that we're in primarily, okay? I was looking for somebody that would help us with a design for some ads, some online marketing, whether it be on LinkedIn, whether it be on just mailing marketing, some, you know, just improve it, you know. We're in the oil and gas industry, so the last 5 or 6 years have been brutal, you know, and so right now things are starting to pick up a little bit, and we just want to get our name out there again. We've been in business since 91, so we have we're known pretty well around the world, and I just want to start bringing it back up again and see if we can generate some more business.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
The website, like I said, if you look at primarily right now, we're trying to get our online training courses that we have for we do a lot of stuff at the American Petroleum Institute. I've been on the API committee now for 39 years developing these technical specifications for the industry. So we're pretty well known. I just need to get the word out in a professional manner. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. All right. Thank you so much for the brief introduction about the requirements and about your company too. So we are pretty excited to work on this project of yours. And considering your requirements, I would like to bring one more person on this phone call. He's our marketing manager, so he would be able to guide you with the best option as well. And in terms of the website is concerned, I'll be able to guide you. So let's have a quick chat on the phone.
I'm sorry, can I have the company name and your name again, please?
Okay, my name is Thomas, and the person I'm bringing on is Arthur, and the company is Orbit Design Agency.
Okay, Orbit Design, okay.
Yes, please, you can visit our website as well. Till then, I'm bringing him on the phone.
Okay, very good, thank you.
You're welcome. Stay on the line.
Arthur from Orbit Design Agency. Am I speaking with Ed?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Good afternoon, Arthur. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Fantastic. Thank you so much for asking, Ed. What about yourself?
For Monday, it's not bad.
Oh, glad to hear that. It's rarely a case where, you know, Mondays are meant to be bad, but, you know, glad to hear that. You always got to be positive. Right. Ed, I believe I had a word with Thomas, and he did mention a couple things with regards to your requirement as well. Looking at the information that I have, I'll be asking you a couple of questions to help you figure out what exactly you'd be requiring and obviously figure out how we're intending on achieving it. So I'm going to start off with asking you a little bit about your goals as a company. I'm currently also looking at your website right now. It's TIEC.com. And I'd love to, first of all, start off by figuring out the goals that you're after with reference to your digital marketing.
Okay, we our online academy. How would I put this? We developed some online courses. Okay, we just finished one. One of the major specs in the oil industry is API specification Q2 for service providers. Okay, this is following the Macondo incident back there. So they're requiring different service providers to have quality systems in place. Design programs in place, et cetera, for their critical products. We just have a new, we used a really professionals to develop these online courses, this latest one, and it's more of a, it's got acceptance. ExxonMobil wants it, Shell wants it, some of the majors, manufacturing companies and service providers want to get a hold of it. I'm looking for the best way that we can, number one, put an advertisement, you know, a really professional-looking ad that we can post on, like, LinkedIn, as well as make these mass mail-outs. We have about a 30,000, I guess, database of companies in our industry that would benefit from these specifications. So I'm looking for, number one, some information, what you think about improving our website, first of all. It looks pretty dated, I'm sure. And then what we can do to develop this advertising, whether it be an ad, whether it be you know, posting part of our training class video on the ad, or whatever. That's what I'm looking for your guys to know what works best.
Makes sense. I see what you're after with reference to this, and you know, it's obviously important that we first of all figure out all the different things that are important when it comes down to the website itself. Now, looking at your website, I believe you also have, are you, let's say, using a sort of an LMS that has been integrated into the website? Or
No, not that I know of. We have an IT guy that's been working with us for years. He's really good on computers and software, but not very good on design, you know, for, I guess, how do I put it, the effective design, you know, put it that way.
Well,
you know, so I'm looking for someone with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fine. You know, even with reference to the design, you know, it's important that you first of all figure out the requirement that you have in hand. So, you know, considering that this is a course, I'd like to be sure if this is an online course that has been pre-recorded and has been stored in such a way that people can come in. You know, let's say if I were a potential customer of yours or a potential student, what I would be doing is I'd be coming to the website, you know, applying for the course, or let's say, you know, enrolling myself for the course by first paying for it and then ultimately going through the entire course step by step, which then eventually requires me to first of all figure out, you know, the learning management system. But, you know, overall, that's the overall goal, right? You want to make sure that your customers are coming to the website, purchasing the course, and then eventually completing the course on your website itself. Is that correct?
Well, no, they log on to the website, and then they have access to the course. And you can, once you get on the course, you like I say, you pay for it. And most of the majors, like, for instance, ExxonMobil and Shell, what they're requiring is that they're requiring the people to take the classes because it's very important for them. And they make them pay for it when they take the class. And the courses, I guess, like regular other online courses, you know, you can stop anytime you want. When you get back on, you log back in, it'll take you right where you were. Everything is on our website. We control everything. Okay. With ExxonMobil, they take the class, they complete it, they get a completion certificate. At that point, they turn it into Exxon, and they get reimbursed for the class. So Exxon is just saying, yeah, we'll pay for it, but we want to make sure you complete it, you know?
Makes sense.
And it's, like I said, this course was just, you know, there was the last few years, we couldn't get into the studios to finish the class until, I guess it was in probably May, and we were able to get this thing done pretty quickly, you know? So we just want to promote it now to get out there. And it's something that's needed a lot in the industry. So
makes sense. Therefore,
I can send you a sample of the program, like the first one. It's only like a 10 to 12 minute introduction to the course. Just give you an idea of what it is.
Okay. No, that's perfect. You know, I'd love to see what the course is like, because that helps me build an understanding around your audience as well. Because, you know, when it comes down to targeting specific sets of audiences, and you know for a fact that, you know, these are the audiences that are going to work best, that's where you first of all build a buyer's persona through which you figure out which buyer's persona is actually going to be fitting, you know, what will actually fit with the with all the different courses that you actually have to offer. So with that being said, you know, since you have the online academy and you're obviously trying your best to have that promoted, it's obviously going to, first of all, you know, but by just looking at the overall design of the academy page of TIEC, academy.tiec.com, I can say that there's a lot of room for improvement considering the industry that you are in. The content, the flow, the copy, all of these things are actually going to matter, because the main page itself, which is the homepage of academy.tiec, is basically the landing page where you're basically, let's say once you start running ads and once your traffic starts flowing in onto those pages, that's where, you know, the landing page is going to be the one piece of the final puzzle, which will convince them to take the course itself. So that definitely does, we're looking at an improvement in terms of that, just by looking at it. And with reference to the LMS has already been built, as what you've said, because everything is being done within the website already. So the learning management system is functional. That's perfectly fine. Apart from that, what we're looking to do is, so tell me about this email database that you actually have. Have you purchased this database, or have you let's say compiled it over the course of years directly through your website?
We compiled it for ourselves. These are existing companies that we know are in the industry that we had contact with before. And some of these are the companies that we know are going to be required to have these classes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we do on the consulting side, if you're in the oil and gas industry, and you're a manufacturer, for instance, and you manufacture, you know, anything, valves, blowout preventers, oil rigs, you know, anything like that, there's a requirement by the American Petroleum Institute that you have a license or you have a certification, okay? A certification, basically, you have a quality system in place, you have an engineering design system available, and you get a certification. The other part is an API license, is what they call it. You know, if you, it's similar to, you know, you buy a toaster and you have the UL stamp on the bottom, you know, saying that it meets design requirements, it functions well. In the oil and gas industry, if you produce a product, you get a license to apply the API monogram onto your product. And that basically tells people that this has been designed, engineered, and validated to perform the work that was needed. Okay? Can you hold on one second? I'm sorry. Let me turn this off.
Sure. No problem.
Sorry. Okay. And that's what we're looking for, and that's similar to what we have there right now. That's what the marketing is. And we developed and this, again, some of this stuff, like I said, we've had this developed, but over the last 5 years, companies have changed, people have retired, people have moved on to different companies. So I'm not really, at this point, I would say that at least, I would say I feel comfortable that about 80% of the webmail or the website addresses that we have would be still accurate.
Makes sense. Makes sense. A little bit about these courses as well. Let's say because you know ultimately people are paying. People will be happy to pay for these courses, considering that they're also offering these certifications and the things that you've told me about. Tell me a little bit about the the real life application of this. You know, you mentioned that it's also going to be used when it comes down to getting, getting past something. Let's say you have a certificate. Do your certificates, let's say, officially help someone during their career with reference to, let's say, maybe getting something done, maybe something like a work permit or something like that? I'm speaking from a layman's term because, a layman's perspective.
I understand.
You know, therefore,
A lot of people, a lot of companies require that their personnel be trained, okay? Especially when you talk about these service providers. And again, going back to API, there's two specifications that we deal with, API Q1, and that is for companies that manufacture products.
Right.
You know, they manufacture valves or whatever it may be. But it's also...
That's all right.
Can you hold?
No. Sure.
Someone wants to get a hold of me pretty quick. All right. So basically what they do is you have to demonstrate that your personnel before you can go off and, get on a helicopter and go out to the rig out in the Gulf of Mexico. Okay. You have to have certain personal certifications. Okay. As a service provider, your organization, needs to have this certification that your whatever services you're providing, it's really specific about what you do and what the expected results are, okay? Mm-hmm. Also, if you're using any equipment, we call it service-related equipment or SRP. Basically, the service-related products, basically, what are you using and how do you guarantee that those are going to be working once you get out to the rig? Because these oil rigs right now are going for, $1 million a day, okay, or more than that sometimes. So what we want is if somebody goes out to the rig to provide any kind of service, whether it be repair, installation of equipment or whatever, we want them to avoid non-productive time. So, essentially things like, your equipment goes down, but you don't have a spare part to fix it. Well, that shuts down the whole rig, So eventually they're going to be losing a lot of money every hour that you're down, okay? So a lot of this stuff is any kind of service provider needs to have those things in place. And, I don't know if you understood what that So that's the purpose for these things. And it's becoming more and more critical, especially after Macondo. There were so many errors that were made on Macondo rig that if you look at the specifications and my training classes, you can identify what went wrong and why it went wrong, and that's what the industry is looking for right now, especially now because the last 5 years, the industry has been down in the dumps. Okay. What we're looking at now is that you had a lot of people, the gray hairs that are retiring. A lot of the oil companies cutting back and they're paying people to retire early. Okay, so they're getting that out. So what happens now is the industry starts turning around. We're going to have all these new people coming in. And a lot of these are younger guys. First of all, they're a whole lot, their salaries aren't as high as the guys that have 40 years with Exxon. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So all these new guys coming in have no idea. So a lot of training is going to be required. That's why we want to get this thing out as we need it, as things are starting to turn around.
That's great. To be honest with you, with reference to what I understand, I feel that this is actually going to be super, super helpful when it comes down to a lot of employees and personnel being certified through you with all these, with API Q1 and Q2, all the different things that you actually have to offer within this entire pack itself. With that being said, it's obviously important that you, first of all, figure out. Now, I'll tell you a little bit about how we counter situations like these and how we actually help our clients build a perfect marketing plan that actually helps their client or their customers, educate themselves from the beginning and then stay with you till the end itself. Now, that's probably what you're looking for. You're obviously looking to gain that sort of awareness coming in from those potential people that might be interested in, after they realize that this is going to be super important. Now, that's where, you've divided your segments into C-suite executives that would be, more than happy to, let's say, spend on their personnel to actually get them certified through you. That's one segment of yours, if I'm right.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah, we have several. We have the full courses, the Q1 course and the Q2 course, where we put together a one-hour executive overview. And, just that they understand what the requirements are. They get an idea of what their company or what their organization is going to be required to do and what the purposes are. So, and that was just a one-hour type of a deal. And that's gotten pretty well, got pretty good, acceptance. The Q1 class is the older one. That's been around the world many times, and it's still being used. A lot of people are still taking that class. The new one is the Q2 course, and that is becoming more and more important because now you've got BSEE, or the Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement, part of the Department of Interior. They're getting ready to mandate that these classes be completed by service companies. So,
wow.
And these certifications being achieved. So we want to get out there in the front. And you're considering that most of the classes that are out there right now are all live classes. And these live classes are anywhere from 3 to 5 days in length, okay, which also includes airline, hotels, meals. If you're going to send somebody to a training class for 5 days out of the city, it's going to run into a lot of money, as well as the cost on these live classes is anywhere from $1,400 to $2,500.
That's crazy.
It's all ridiculous. Our class is $500.
That's what I'm looking at. Your highest ticket price is $500 at the moment. There's also one with $750 that covers both editions. There's the 9th edition of Q1 and Q2. But with reference to the market itself, that's what my next question was going to be. What does the overall market look like? Are you, where do you really exist within the entire market? Are you, do you have any sort of monopolistic competition that you're probably looking at, something like, or maybe is this a sort of an oligarchy situation where everyone builds an understanding around what is going to actually happen? Oligopoly, that was the right word for that, where, everyone just locks in their price around the same rate to actually compete in the market. But what you mentioned with reference to the pricing itself, I think that the only difference, if you want to really get down to, segmenting yourself and maybe, presenting yourself in front of the audience in the right manner, you'd obviously want to make sure that your brand guidelines have been built in such a way that they actually serve that market itself. Now, since you've actually made it, x3 or x2, affordable then in comparison to the market, you'd want to make sure that you also look like it, and also at the same time, later on you can also decide according to your branding whether you'd want to charge more, whether you'd want to get your customers to, come back to your website after they've actually made a purchase and they've completed their courses. There's tons of things when it comes down to this itself. So with that being said, tell me a little bit about the market. What do your competitors look like? What's the space? What's the competition in this business?
Right now, online courses, we don't have competition for the API programs.
Really?
We are the only one that has online courses for of both Q1, Q2. We do have a producer that is helping us do these online courses. Matter of fact, she was the executive producer for the Steve Harvey shows, and she's local here. Her and now she's working. I guess there's one of the local TV stations, KHOU. So we had one of them was an anchor, Lisa Ferranda, and she came on. She's introducing these classes for the Q2, the new one. I really like the approach that they took on this second edition that we have. The first one was almost, the comments we got back is, watching some old gray-haired guy read PowerPoint slides, that's not what we want to have. So this
right.
one is a whole new approach that we've taken, and we're getting a lot of good feedback on it. So so right now, we're the only ones that have that. That the rest of them is mostly on the live classes, and like I said, the pricing is, in addition to the class, you also got travel and expenses. Plus, you have somebody that's going to be out of his office for 5 days, not doing mm-hmm. work. So this is, I think this is the best way forward for us.
Well, to be honest with you, considering the space that you actually have available online and considering the recurring that has actually formed around these courses as well and the competition, I see that you have tons and tons of opportunities that you could actually build yourself around so that you could actually capitalize within this space too. Now, what I understand is that there's another market that is basically open to these online courses, and also at the same time, considering that it's much more affordable and yet serves the same purpose, that's exactly the alternative that a lot of people are actually going to consider the moment they actually see something like this being presented in front of themselves within the market itself. That's where, that's where digital marketing will basically be playing its most important role, and it will eventually allow them to fall through the entire funnel and then turn into your potential customers. So that's basically how all that will happen. And considering that you already have the entire database of 30,000 emails, I say that, because it's also a mixture of warm and cold leads. Because, as you mentioned, there are some that were existing customers or, let's say, had existing contact with your business, and then there are some who might need it but maybe not familiar with the business itself. So that's where we segment that data for you, too. We have our automation process that allows us to actually formulate an entire email marketing campaign that basically sends emails in multiple, let's say, in an automated system that allows us to figure out what our CTR rate looks like, our click-through rate, great, and, there's also that A/B testing that we're in fact looking into so for our customers itself, so that we optimize the campaign better for them, so that way we then eventually lead that traffic to the website itself. So that's a little bit from us. But, what I would basically like to do is I'd like to do tons of things that I'd like to tell you about as well. Have you, let's say, heard of the digital marketing funnel and how it works?
No.
Okay, great. Well, this is going to be an amazing, this is going to be something that you'd love to hear because, this is exactly what most businesses are looking for, yet are not guided by the consultants that are actually available within the market itself. But anyways, I'd like to tell you that the digital marketing funnel is basically a process through which your customers eventually then start to make decisions, and such as buying decisions and how, that process is actually happening in a step-by-step process. And what does the step-by-step process look like? It starts off with awareness. They're aware that they have a problem and are actively looking for a solution. That's the first phase. The second phase is obviously the realizing that this problem can be resolved with the X product or the X service or the X course. Now, once they realize that, that's when they've entered the consideration phase. Now, within the consideration phase, what they're doing is they're comparing you between your competitors and try to understand why they should be signing up with you. That's where you're helping them make a buying decision. And then ultimately comes the last phase, which is the action phase. That's where they've decided to add your course into the cart and then ultimately lead themselves to the checkout page so that they can eventually become a customer. Now, we must realize that in every piece of the funnel itself, there's a certain type of content that actually works best. Now, let's say if I was looking to get myself, realize that I have a problem with reference to my job, and maybe I might eventually be directly searching for the course itself. So let's say I'm looking for the API Q1 course, so I'm searching for something like that, and I come across a lot of different platforms And then I realized that this is going to be super important for me. The awareness was probably given by my team lead or someone who was leading my department. And they mentioned that I need to get myself certified. They've given me the awareness part. So they hop onto Google. The first thing that they search for is what is API Q1 and why do I need to get that? That's the question that your audience will be searching for. Once they've received their answer, they realize now that API Q1 is super important for their career and obviously to get themselves certified. That's something, you know, everyone has a different case. Everyone is searching for the same thing in a different way. That's where your keyword research comes into play, and you create blog content around that that eventually helps them realize that this is the problem. Once you've actually made them aware, they then head into the consideration phase. They compare you against why should they be signing up with you than in comparison to anyone else. So what you'd be doing is the type of content that you'd want to generate there is the comparison between, you need to have comparison pages. You need to have pricing pages where you are telling people that this is what the market price is offering. This is what I'm offering. And making a fair comparison also means that you'd also be making a comparison between the entire comprehensive, in terms of the entire course itself, why is your course better than anyone else? Now that's where they've realized that you're the right person for them. How do they sign up? And that's where the sign up pages, the sales pages, come into play, where you're actually giving them a godfather offer. It's a term used for a offer that no one else can refuse. Let's say your price is standing at a $500 price. You want to make sure that you create that sort of you basically want to make sure that your offer is super solid and no one wants to miss out on that. Well, let's say they added their email but didn't really go to the checkout page. What's going to happen then? That's where the retargeting of the emails are actually going to come into play. So that's basically, that's a little bit about that I've given to you about the entire digital marketing funnel and how we help our clients all the way from building the platform, optimizing the platform, and then driving the traffic to the platform actually happens. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Perfect, perfect.
Yeah, that does. We're known. We have a really good reputation. I'm known. I've been on the API committees writing these specs now for 39 years. TIEC, we've had clients around the world, throughout the Southeast Asia, Australia, Europe, South America, the Middle East, all over the Middle East, everywhere from Saudi Arabia to Iraq to Qatar, Bahrain, you name it, I've been over there. So my name is known and the company is known throughout the world. I just want to get this out so we can go ahead and make the announcement and, get everybody's attention. But I really wanted to do it really look professional looking. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. The only thing that you're missing at this moment is a great brand guideline that needs to be stuck around everywhere. Your website, your marketing material, your advertisements, all of that needs to be consistent. And considering that you have a global audience that you're working with, it's also important that you figure out where your traffic is coming from, and that accessibility needs to be there within your website as well, which is currently also not a part of the current website that I see. So these are some things that that eventually from a digital marketing's perspective, we're the experts here, and we realize that these minor things that are actually missing on the website eventually then have a huge impact on the overall conversion rate and then the overall sales and the revenue that you're actually driving onto the website itself. So that's where we actually come into given our best recommendations with reference to the sort of brand that you want to build, the way you want to present yourself, and the professionalism that's required to actually do all of that. All of that actually comes with an agency that understands what goes behind building this in the best way possible. That's something that we actually help you do.
Okay.
That's great. Well, with that being said, the way I actually want to start this project, the way it's actually best to actually take on a project like this is to, first of all, start off with an extensive audit of all of the different elements that you actually have available, be it your website, your learning management system, your current social media presence, your reputation management. All of that needs to be considered into a single document to then eventually formulate an entire plan for TIEC when it goes live with all of these different courses that are available. Now, you know, it's obviously important that we first of all understand your audience, we understand your competitors, all of that, all in one place, all documented in a single document that eventually gives us an action plan that helps us take this project forward. So that's exactly what I intend on doing with this project.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, with that being said, this audit is actually going to entail us figuring out what your SEO really looks like, what your current marketing programs really look like, which campaigns are actually going to work best, how can we maximize upon the opportunities that we actually have available. You'll have all of that all placed in together. Now, with reference to the audit itself, since we're looking at a deeply extensive audit of the entire platform, of all of the digital assets that you currently have available, our audits usually start at a price of somewhere between $1,000 to up to a maximum of $5,000 as well. But since we are, you know, we obviously have, within this month itself, we have the ability to start off with a very low price, considering that we have an offer running around. The only thing that you can start off with reference to an audit like that, only costs you $600 to begin with, and then we reconvene together, we formulate an entire meeting, and if, let's say, if you want to move forward with us, that's where we then eventually credit all that into the campaign that you're going to be signing up with altogether. But if not, that's where our best recommendations and our strategies can be utilized over the course of all the different things that you will have available. How does that sound?
Okay. That's a special that you've got going now?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me?
You said this is a special that you have going on now for $600?
Absolutely. It's a special.
Okay.
Perfect.
Well, I think that would help us out a lot to figure out where we are.
Well, I'd love to help you out. There's tons of things that I, you know, these are just a couple of pointers that I actually had in mind that were coming right off to the top. You know, when you look at my extensive reports, I know that you're going to be happy that I realized this and these gaps that we're actually missing, because that's what's important. Once you realize that these gaps exist, that's where you know that, you know, you can fix them and ultimately get yourself down to a point where you're 100% happy with the performance that you can actually acquire. So that's what I'm going to actually help you do.
Okay. Then that sounds good. Can you send an email for...
Absolutely, I can send you an email. That's not a problem. Now, with reference to what I've said as well, what I can do is, you know, you're obviously going to be receiving an email itself as well. That's not going to be a problem with all the things that I've just mentioned. With reference to the way we'd want to sign you up, I can go ahead and get you transferred to
Hello?
Thomas. Hello? Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, you just went... You went off for a few seconds there. That's all.
Sorry about that.
You're back.
Okay.
No problem.
Awesome. All right. So in order to actually get you signed up and get you on board, what I will do is I'll be producing the email while I get you to Thomas. He's basically going to be going ahead and getting you signed up with us. Would that be okay?
Okay. That'd be great.
Perfect. Sounds like a plan.
Yes, sir. I'm here with you. I'm glad you enjoyed the call.
Oh, thank you. Is this Thomas?
Yes, sir. Thomas here. So I'm going to be quickly creating your account and assigning this to Arthur. So Arthur himself wants to take care of this project for you, so we don't want to involve any third guy on this project. So Arthur wants to take care of this himself. So quickly... Confirming your email address, your first and last name, that is Ed, then Durante, D-U-R-A-N-T-E, correct?
Correct.
May I have your email address?
It's just edurante at TIEC.com.
And As far as the second alternate phone number is concerned, may I have your cell phone?
713-410-9006. And that's my primary phone, so if you can use that rather than the 281 number, 448.
Definitely, sir. Definitely. Okay, I'll mention that. And to create your account, you're paying for the audit only, right?
Yes.
All right. So what card are you using for the payment? Is it a credit or a debit?
Be a credit card, Amex.
Amex. Let me have the number starting with 3.
Hold on. I don't have it right on me. Hold on. I got to go in the other room and get my wallet.
Sure thing.
Hello, Thomas?
Yes, I'm here, sir. Ready.
Okay. Can you send me an email on this first?
Arthur is currently working on it, so till then I can create your account. You'll automatically receive 2 emails.
Okay.
One is a welcome email. Second is from Arthur.
Okay. So it's American Express 3783.
Mm-hmm.
463-760-56009.
Expiration on it?
1027.
And the security code, please.
0129.
Perfect. And just to confirm, you have a computer in front of you?
Yeah.
Can you visit our website, please? Sure.
What's your website?
Okay, it is Orbit, O-R-B-I-T.
Hold on, let me get it here.
Sure.
I have a whole bunch of stuff on the screen. Let me pull it out.
Understood, sir.
All right, so let me see. Okay.
Okay, Orbit Design.
Email address? Design?
Agency.com.
Well, I'm not getting anything.
Oh.
No search results. Hold on.
Yeah, you can just Google it, Orbit Design Agency, then you can visit the first link.
Here we go. OrbitDesignAgency.com, okay?
Yes, sir. You got it.
Hold on 1 second, please.
Sure.
Hello? Who's calling? Okay. I'm on the other line. Can you try calling back in about 30 minutes, please? Thank you. Okay. Sorry, Tom.
That's all right.
I see it here.
Okay, Doug, you are here. I'm sending you a quick message on the bottom right corner. You get it?
Live chat. I said
yes,
Thomas,
sir.
Hi. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I need you to reply me back with your billing address here.
Thanks. Okay.
Perfect. So I'm going to put you in a brief hold. I'm forwarding your details to the billing team as soon as they charge the payment. I'll be right back with you, give you the confirmation. Can you hold on for 2 minutes?
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you so much for staying online. Do we add you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so the payment went through and we welcome you on board. And did you get any email from Arthur? He just notified me that he sent you an email.
Voice note. Not yet.
Yeah, you can check your junk or spam too.
Yeah, it's in my junk email. Okay. Arthur Wayne?
Yes, sir. Arthur Wayne.
Okay. I got it.
All right. Arthur wants to have a word with you as well. Let me just transfer him.
Hello, Ed.
Yes.
Hey, Ed. Welcome on board. And it's so glad to have you on board. And apart from that, I just wanted you to know that I sent you an email. Did you receive my email?
Yeah, I just received it. It went to junk mail, but I moved it over to inbox now, so
perfect.
I got it.
Perfect. All right. Awesome. So with that being said, the next thing that I'm actually going to do is obviously get down to sitting with my strategist and also my business analyst to help us figure out the perfect plan and the elements that are actually required to actually have all of this fulfilled. Now, with that being said, I will be taking up to a maximum of 2 to 3 days in order to actually fulfill the entire comprehensive digital audit report. And once we're through with that, we'll be presenting that over to you in multiple documents. And you can then give me a time frame that would actually work best, because this will definitely take time when we get down to understanding and building all the different types of content pieces that are required to showcase the entire audit report. So we can then eventually reconvene. I can give you a call or I'll leave you an email, and then we can decide what time would work best so that we can go over all the different elements. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Ed. Any questions so far?
No, not at this point. I just want to see what the results of your audit are so I know how much we got to dig out.
Absolutely. There's going to be tons of things. Don't worry about that. I got you covered.
Very good.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Arthur. I look forward to getting your information.
Absolutely. Sounds like a plan. Thank you so much.
Okay. You have a good one.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.